Please stand as you are able for the gospel reading. Baptism of Jesus. At that time, Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River so that John would baptize him. John tried to stop Jesus and said, "I need to be baptized by you, yet you come to me?" Jesus answered, "Allow me to be baptized now. This is necessary to fulfill all righteousness." So John agreed to baptize Jesus. When Jesus was baptized, he immediately came up out of the water. Heaven was opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down like a dove and resting on him. A voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I dearly love. I find happiness in him." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, please. Today is really meaningful day to me, because this is my first time I am preaching in my life. I think you may realize already, honestly, I'm so nervous. But above all, I'm really grateful to God who allowed me to be here in this church today and with you. In our lives, the beginning of something new is always meaningful and memorable. In today's scriptures, Jesus was also standing at the beginning of his ministry, which is his baptism. In today's scripture, there are two people, John the Baptist and Jesus. Jesus had journeyed from Galilee to Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John would have refused to baptize him because John knew who Jesus was. In the third chapter of Gospel of Luke, John said, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am now worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." John knew the one coming was Jesus, but Jesus persuaded John to baptize him, said, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." After John baptized Jesus, when Jesus came up from water, mystical things were occurring. Suddenly, the heaven were opened, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove, alighted on Jesus. And the voice from the heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Imagine this scene. How beautiful and grand it is. But this beautiful scene, a question arises. Why? Why does Jesus need to be baptized? At that time, John's baptism meant repentance and getting forgiven and restarting rebirth by God. However, as we know, Jesus had no sin, so no reason to repent. But Jesus did. He did get baptized, even though John strongly objected to do that. Why did Jesus want to get baptized? The answer is in his saying, "In this way to fulfill all righteousness." He did get baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Then, What is righteousness? It means acting in accordance with God's will. Jesus followed God's will with the attitude of a humble submission. Through Jesus' baptism, he became an example to his follower like us, that not only do we need to be baptized, but also we should follow what God asks us to do in our lives. There was another person who followed God's will and righteousness humbly in today's scripture. Can you guess who? Yes, John. Actually, in that period, John was really popular and influential prophet. So much so, a king was afraid of him. Concerning his position, he could tell to Jesus, "Oh, you found the right person. I am the John the Baptist. My baptism is so powerful." However, he did not act like that, but humbly encountered Jesus, because John knew what God wanted and asked him, and followed God's will. Today, I would like to tell you that a Christian who follows Christ, we also need to seek God's will, what God asks to us, what God is asking you to do humbly like Jesus did. If you want to follow God's asks of you, how do you know what God's will is for you? Actually, there is various way to figure this out. Prayer, reading the Bible, being in worship and fellowship. But unfortunately, sometimes following God's will in life is not easy, because sometimes or often what God asks to us is different than what I want to do. It makes it hard to seek and follow God's will. My fear, my laziness, my pride, my money, my reputation, my. Focusing on me sometimes make it difficult to follow God's will. In a moment like this, we need to think of Jesus, who was baptized by a lower person than himself, even though he did not have any sin. Jesus might also have found it hard to follow God's will. However, Jesus knew and wanted to follow God's will. When he did that moment, the heaven was opened and God called Jesus as my beloved son. I hope this happens in our lives as well. Today, I would like to share my story, how I came to be here. Honestly, it was not easy to make the final decision to be here as a seminary student. After I finished my undergraduate degree, I desired to study psychology more. When I prayed, I knew what God asked to me. But I'm so worried to hear God's will. I was afraid of God's calling. However, I prayed and made a quiet time to have time with God. I prayed and wrote my application essay. I realized how much God loves me. There were two big beliefs that encouraged me. God loves me, and God knows me. better than I. Finally, I made the decision to follow God's will, God's calling for me. Then, when I started my seminary life, suddenly my family faced financial crisis. So I thought I had better stop. But God gave me supporting hand. I got a scholarship, found a job in the church, in the school, and one Korean pastor who support me. When I decide to follow God's will, God fulfill what I need. And to come to this church, I had another discerning time. Actually, I planned to do my internship in another church. However, due to the church's situation, I couldn't go to the church. I was frustrated and I thought, I'm not ready. So I made the decision that I would not do my internship in this semester. Additionally, I was in Iowa in that time. It seems interviews for internships were happening. God told me what God wanted through my friends' advice and through my prayer. Even though I hesitated to do that because I could not dispel a notion that I am not ready to work in the church. Finally, I followed God's will, and that's why I am here. Today, I really give thanks to God for sending me to this church. I have met warm-hearted and nice people and wonderful theological supervisor. I'm thanks to God. Let me tell you a story that will help us understand what God asked of us. There was a guy who fell in love with a girl. I will call them Jim and Jane. Jim proposed and said to Jane, "I love you so much. I would die if you wanted me to prove my love. Would you marry me? I can do everything you want." Then Jane said, "You do not need to die to prove your love. But for me, just wash the dishes every day after we got married." After he heard Jane's request, Jim thought deeply and said, "Oh, that is too hard." Yes, yeah, sometimes we consider God's will or being righteousness as something abstract and or something very special, as much as changing the world or bring peace to the world. However, that is not always what God is asking for right now. What God wants from you is very common and easy, just as much as you can do in your daily life. God may want you to do something like praying every day, reading the Bible, attending worship, forgiving someone who makes you upset, doing hospitality, and make another people happy with warm greetings. Even including taking care of yourself, who God loves and cares for. While I preparing this sermon, there was one thing bothering me. This is one of my best friends. We got into a big fight a few months ago. Everything started with misunderstanding and developed into a harsh word. I tried to repair our relationship before, but Then I got more wounded by what she told me. And then I never called her again. When I prayed to prepare this sermon, I keep thinking of her face. I realized that, oh, this is what God wants me to do. However, it was not easy to call her. But finally, I called her last night, but she did not answer it. But I will keep trying to repair this relationship. I would like to ask you, who are beginning of 2014, like Jesus did, in our daily lives, listen closely to what God asks of you and what we can do for God. Do what God tells you. Today, I would like to suggest that you make a resolution through praying. Ask God what God wants for you. Choose any practice you can do in your daily lives and decide to do that. Anything is possible, such as pray every day, reading the Bible, and not missing Sunday worship. Let's live following what God asks for you. As God's beloved sons and daughters, and God will say that with you, I am pleased. Let's pray. Merciful God, thank you for giving us new year and new days. Please let us focus and listen closely what you expect from us. May we always desire to be with you above all things. Help us to live in love with you. Accept your will for our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.